Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now in this hour and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the morning is crisp as I shift in the saddle. Hank, my horse, moves his sorrel head to the side and glances back at the buckskin behind him, Concho. My father pats Concho's withers and moves forward to slip a brown halter over Concho's Roman nose. He tugs Concho forward with the green halter rope. All right, Nevada, I'm going to take the pickup and the trailer full of the cows. You take the horses, and I will meet you at that gate at the top of, at the head of the draw, okay? So I'll drive there. It'll take you, probably an hour to get there, but I'll meet you there. My father pulls Concho into line behind Hank. His thick hands loop the halter rope over my saddle horn with two half hitches. So I kick Hank forward and we set off at a trot. The halter rope pulls and slacks across my shaps. Concho has kind of a mind of his own, but the halter rope keeps him moving in the right direction behind Hank. When Concho starts to stray off course, the rope jerks him back into place. Of course, if Concho wasn't tied to my saddle horn, he would never make it to the gate at the head of the draw. He might follow Hank for a while, but then he would bolt and buck down to the creek bottom to graze on the fescue and the green clover. He would rub his back against a pine tree. He would snort like a colt as Hank and I trotted past. Sisters and brothers, in our lives we are all Conchos. We are buckskin horses with Roman noses. And on our own we love to run and buck towards the creek bottom, to do what we like to do. We love to graze on the fescue and the sweet clover. But for some reason we can never seem to quite make it to that gate at the head of the draw. We struggle to get where we're supposed to go. Too busy rubbing our backs against pines and snorting like colts at other horses trotting past. Have you ever wondered how to get to the gate at the head of the draw? How to get to where you need to go? To become more like Jesus Christ? To take up your cross and learn to follow him? To move from being a self-absorbed person and childish to being mature and wondering what it must be like to be that other person. To move from being oblivious to God to seeing God at work in you and around you in life. Well, this crisp morning, the Spirit of God slips a halter over our Roman noses. He tugs us forward. His thick hands loop that halter rope over a saddle horn with two half hitches. The cowboy ties us to the red sorrel horse, Jesus. Jesus Christ will make it to the gate at the head of the draw, and this halter will ensure that we come along. In our epistle reading this morning, St. John describes how the Holy Spirit's thick hands tie us to Christ with a halter. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not with water only, but with water and blood. And the Spirit is the witness, because the Spirit is the truth. We often get confused about the work of the Holy Spirit. We kind of imagine it in terms of flash and excitement. But the truth is that the Spirit always works quietly and ties us to Jesus. The Spirit witnesses to Jesus. The Spirit never does anything apart from Jesus. He connects us to the one who came by water and by blood, the one born and baptized in water, and the one who shed his blood in death. And the Holy Spirit uses a brown halter to tie us to Jesus. St. John loves to talk about this brown halter. The water and the blood, he calls it. In his gospel, St. John recounts how Jesus offered some frank words to Nicodemus. Except you are born of water and the Spirit, you are not able to enter into the kingdom of God. He also recounts Jesus' scandalous statement in John 6. If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. And when some of the disciples stomp away, Jesus adds, John remembers this, the words I've spoken to you are spirit and life. And later, after John remembers Jesus giving up the spirit on the cross, he can still see in his mind's eye the water and the blood pouring out of Jesus' speared side. The Spirit uses water and blood to tie us to Christ. According to St. John, the Holy Spirit doesn't just look back at us conchos and bark out, "Hey, follow along behind Hank. Follow Jesus." No. He knows that we'll eventually end up at the creek bottom on our own. And so he connects us to the real bodily Christ. He connects us to Jesus through water and blood, through baptism, and through Holy Communion. He ties us with this halter of the sacraments to Jesus' saddle horn. St. John writes, there are three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree, or literally, these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, that he has borne witness to his Son. The sacraments are God the Father's Holy Spirit testimony to who Jesus is. And with faith, they become unbreakable halter ropes. He who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself, says John. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne to his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son has not life. The Holy Spirit's work is always to tie us to Jesus, to make us clip-clop along behind the risen Son of God in the direction that he is going, the way of self-sacrifice. The Spirit makes Jesus' life become our life. And the Holy Spirit uses the sacramental halter rope to tie us to Christ, to unite us to Christ by faith. The 39 Articles put it this way, sacraments ordained of Christ be not only badges or tokens of Christian men's profession. In other words, sacraments aren't just about how we say, hey, I belong to Christ, I've sworn allegiance to Christ. But rather, they be certain sure witnesses and effectual signs of grace, signs that God is at work and God's good will towards us, by the which he doth work invisibly in us. And doth not only quicken, that is, make us alive, but also strengthen and confirm our faith in him. So, sisters and brothers, do you want to grow in the Christian faith? Do you want to get to the gate at the head of the draw? Not going to be easy. Jesus keeps a brisk pace, sometimes trotting, sometimes loping. Jesus walks the way of the cross, always. You and I are not always going to get what we want. But we will be close to Jesus. He who has the Son has life, and he who doesn't have the Son doesn't have life. So come. Come and participate in the sacraments. Let the Holy Spirit slip that halter over your Roman nose. Give slack as his thick hands tie your halter rope to Jesus' saddle horn. And let Jesus pull you along. The more the Holy Spirit connects you to Jesus, the closer you get to that gate at the head of the draw. And the more you begin to catch Jesus' stride, loping when he's loping, trotting when he's trotting, cantering when he's cantering, the stride to love the people around you, not because of what they can do for you, but just because of who they are, and to be in awe at what God is doing in your life. Now, it's at this point someone's going to say, well, Father, that's great, but I know a lot of people who go to church every Sunday and participate in the sacraments every Sunday, and honestly, they're terrible. They are awful human beings, Father. It doesn't really seem to be working. And I know a lot of people who, you know, are good Christians, but they don't really come much, and God seems to be really at work in their life. My answer is threefold. First of all, in reference to the first set of people, you should have seen them before they started coming. And I'm only half joking on that. It's true. But then second of all, maybe they are not coming in faith. Maybe they are trying to manipulate God through the sacraments. What is it that overcomes the world, says St. John? Our faith. And then third, for those who don't always come, and yet they seem to have more faith than we do, the Holy Spirit ties us to Jesus in a variety of ways. St. John is focusing on the sacraments because they are the center of the Christian faith and Christian worship. But the Spirit also ties us to Christ through the word proclaimed, through prayer, Bible reading, through all sorts of different things, making us more and more attentive to the crucified one. God is at work. But if you want to grow, if you want to get to the gate at the head of the draw and not end up bucking your way down to chew on the clover that you want to chew on, God has promised to be here. This is where the Spirit ties you to Christ. So come in faith and rejoice in Jesus and what he does for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.